Welcome to Compassion Radio. Hi, friends, and welcome to Compassion Radio, the place where Frontline's faith meets you right where you are. We're glad to have you with us today. For Christians around the world who observe the tradition, it's the fourth day of Christmas today, and that means it's the Feast of the Innocents. It's a day of commemoration for all the children who perished under Herod's purge of Bethlehem as he tried to eradicate the threat of a new Messiah. I'll bet you probably haven't thought about that being part of the Christmas story recently. Well, since at least the 5th century, the Church has taken seriously all of the circumstances that surround the revealing of the Messiah, Jesus, and with humility have recognized that it's not all about us and our delight in the beauty of the Nativity. So Christians around the world today are celebrating children and the gift that they are. And they'll be recommitting themselves to raise their children to love and respect the Lordship of Christ. It's a beautiful and humbling thing. The fourth day of Christmas also means that we're 3 days away from a new year. Like you, we are praying for and looking forward to better days to come. I'll introduce today's guest in a moment, but I wanted to start today's broadcast with a stirring reminder of the gift we've all just received in Jesus. It's a powerful new anthem from our musical friends, Selah.
We can see the signs unfolding. They're growing day by day. Each sign reveals the same thing. The time's about to come. The Savior has been promised. Oh, come behold his birth. He's lying in a manger. God's hope for all the earth. The Savior.
Glory, glory, glory.
On Compassion Radio today, we're welcoming back a friend that we met because of incredible work and insight he had to one of the most unique and important jobs in all of American military honor, and that was Ethan Morse. Ethan, welcome back to Compassion Radio.
Hi, Bram. Thank you so much for having me back here. It's a blessing to connect after the crazy years that we've had.
Yeah. When you and I sat down last time, it was a kind of a tender time for me because I got to actually walk with you. And it was kind of an emotional walk, too, about what was great and what was scary about having to represent and present for the soul of America the job you had as a guard of honor at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So just if you could recap real quickly about that experience that brought us together the first time.
Yes, that was when my first documentary came out, a tribute to my fallen sergeant who I'd served with at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And that documentary was The Unknowns. And we were able to talk about that. And you know, being there at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and now the centennial just happened. I think it was, here, November 11th, 2021. Very emotional to be able to share that with the world and you. It was wonderful. And then since then, that's led to actually a four-part docuseries called Honor Guard that just came out and narrated by Sam Elliott. And that kind of goes into the honor that all the soldiers give, not just the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers,
right,
but the soldiers then in the firing party, the casket teams, the caisson with the horses, the United States Army drill team. It's been a interesting few years, and then COVID came, and that's made things even more interesting.
And yes, and we'll be jumping into more of that today, too. The reason I think it was so important for you to tell the story to this particular audience, because you are about as dyed-in-the-wool evangelical as you can get. I mean, you got your degree from Biola out there in Los Angeles. Your filmmaking ideas, what you wanted to put on film, the things you wanted to record for posterity were the things that would seem to be at the heart of what it means to be an American. But for you, it was deeper than that. It was about a spiritual connection to the things that are kingdom grounded. Mm-hmm. So for those who claim to be part of the kingdom as disciples of Jesus Christ himself, working within two kingdoms, how do you navigate that with biblical, ethical behavior and solid theological understanding for what God expects of you no matter where you are in the world? You nailed it. And so everything about that was beautifully executed, but it wasn't just a, as we say, hagiography. You weren't just puffing up America for some myth. You were digging into the real spiritual truths of those who have to navigate through these different kingdoms every day.
Mm-hmm. I wish that I could say that it was of something that I did, but I really think it's God. I have to point to him with me raising the budget. Have to point to him for me getting Sam Elliott to narrate, for getting Trace Atkins music for our intro. You know, so many things that I know that was above my capabilities. And I wish it was because I'm walking such in step with him. Yeah. My wife claims that I'm not, you know. So there's where the humbleness, where even I still just have to point to him and say, I couldn't do any of this without him. But I know, and I know he knows, that I do love him with all my heart. And even when I'm failing or not worthy, he loves us with all his heart, you know. Yeah. And so much so, again, beyond all of our real comprehension, that he would come, live a perfect life, die on the cross, be raised from the dead for us. Yeah, it's confusing of, you know, what would we even do for our next door neighbor, you know?
Yeah, and of course, we rattle off those particular doctrinal and theological points when we're trying to identify ourselves within the camp, because we do believe in a triune God, and we have to spend the rest of our lives figuring out what does it mean when God is in three persons that I need to meet and know personally. And yet, it's so simple, once you're in the camp, to look at that and say, okay, I'm within the bubble now. I literally have the Holy Spirit, the Son, the Father surrounding me, and dwelling me and giving me a purpose that is not like we've been overwritten, like we're now robots for God, but a new collaboration at the soul level has begun. And that's what I love about the creative arts and about communications. You and I are not in the business of just being God's automatons. We are surrendered, but we are also part of this creative process. Where we go, Jesus goes. Where our eyes look, Jesus looks. And that's what makes the stories we tell so powerful, because we do believe that God's going to see something through that camera lens, through our own eyes, through the lips that we speak with, that can capture something that is eternal, and that it's not of ourselves, but it's not from us either. Mm-hmm. We get to be right in the middle of the action. So tell me about the distinctive of this new documentary called Honor Guard.
Yes. Honor Guard came about with me and my business partner, Neil. We both made The Unknowns. And I had felt the calling to re-enter the National Guard. Mm. I thought that I had more to give and I was going to do it for me and I was going to get my college loans paid off. I had all these grand designs and I definitely believe God opened the way and helped me join the National Guard in January of 2018. I had to go to a prior service basic training again. It was, wow. It was funny as a tomb guard, I had all the awards and I was like, oh, well, this is going to be easy. Well, I ended up catching pneumonia in January of 2018. Very stubborn, didn't go get it tended to, just pushed through. And I had it for about 4 to 5 weeks, which is interesting when you think about COVID now and the different lung problems that people have. But when I came back, my lungs were decimated and I couldn't run. So I was trying to become an officer in officer candidate school. That's a 2-year program in the National Guard. So I started that program, struggled with running literally at failing levels all the time, for every run, oftentimes failing runs. Very strenuous on my body, running until almost passing out, you know, just trying to shove. I'm a tomb guard and I can do it, you know, kind of an attitude. During that time, my business partner said, you know, I think there's more, and he's not a born again Christian. He said, you know, I think there's more stories for us to tell back at the Honor Guard in Arlington National Cemetery. And I said, you know what? I think you're right. And I think I could raise the budget for that. God gave me a couple of puzzle pieces. And by faith, I started making phone calls. The checks started coming in. And before we knew it, we had a budget. We had a plan. It took very little effort on my part. I'm not proud of that. I always hide behind we raised the budget. And my business partner says, no, you raised the budget. Just me personally. And then I realized, no, it's God. What now? I mean, so now I just tell people, you know what? I was failing at every level. And this money just started showing up for us to make this project.
It's back to the collaboration thing. We step into what God's blessing is, but he still expects us to act in a way that is faithful and is on point. So tell me, what are the stories that weren't told in Honor Guard that needed to be told in this Honor Guard series?
The unknowns, we really focused on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the service there. And then both Neil and I had been casket bearers before Arlington. I had done 300 burials. And Neil had done 1,200 burials, and we were on the same team. So we felt like caskets was such a part of our heart and soul that we had literally given our emotions and love to the fallen that we really needed an episode about casket bearers. And then that led to Everybody Loves Horses. So we wanted to show the caisson platoon, which we did not serve with, but we had worked with because the casket is obviously the horses are carrying the casket through Arlington. So we did an episode about caisson. An episode about caskets. Then a lot of people had asked us for more history. Mm-hmm. So we realized that we should do an episode about the whole regiment, the Old Guard, the oldest infantry regiment in the Army. So then we did an episode about that. And then we didn't want to just do three. So then we were trying to think, what would the fourth one be? And we had a lot of friends that had served at the United States Army drill team. And they go out, you know, whether it be NFL games, basketball games, or NBA games, they'll go out and do presentations and ceremonies and shows around the world that literally point to the precision and the dedication that the United States Army has. So we did an episode about them. And we were able to film for almost 6 months, actually. They're in Arlington National Cemetery, following around a few soldiers as they go through the training cycles of their prospective platoons. And then we were able to actually pull together the whole show. In that, you know, we had one narrator, he backed out. We then tried for others. They all said no. Our number one pick, who we thought was unattainable, was Mr. Sam Elliott. Mm-hmm. He was just coming off of A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. He had just received an Academy Award nominee. And, you know, it was like, all these others had passed. He's the top of the pyramid. He's going to pass too. And they called and he accepted. I cried. I knew that he was giving us a gift, and whether he knew it or not, it was God ordained. He said yes, and it was incredible to work with somebody who I'd been watching movies for the last 30 years. And in the studio, he's sitting there telling me about stories of working with Jimmy Stewart. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm now one removed from Jimmy Stewart. You know, crazy.
Now, where's Kevin Bacon fall in that is a question.
Just 6 degrees away.
For 78 years now, we've depended on the faithful encouragement of friends just like you to bring this unique radio and media ministry to the air each day. You can drop us a line, ask a question, submit a prayer request, or download a free Bible study guide in just the same way. It all happens at CompassionRadio.com. Remember, this is a 100% listener-supported ministry. If you've never supported us before, would you consider doing so this month? I know many of you can and want to give more, so I'll not be shy in asking for that support. Thank you for seriously considering this request and challenge. Our toll-free order line is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. If you need to call early or late, that's okay. Just make sure to leave your name and phone number, and we'll get back to you immediately when the doors open each business day. You can also give anytime online at CompassionRadio.com. And if you prefer to put a stamp on it, you can always find us at Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thank you, friends, for stretching your faith as we close this year and as we begin a new year of opportunity in 2022. I sincerely hope we can continue to be a real encouragement to you now and in the days to come. And again, friends, thank you so much for making it possible. And now back to my interview with Ethan Morse, author, filmmaker, and one of those rare breeds who actually served at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I know that when you're doing a creative project and you call them lockers, you find something that's going to be an element that you know is going to take care of itself. And when you have a distinctive voice like a Sam Elliott, you know what the result's going to be because there's a proven commodity here.
Yeah.
The man knows how to get into a certain kind of emotional state, and you knew that you were at that point with what you were doing. It's kind of like Ken Burns finding the right kind of narrators for his different series. There's always some voice that really embodies what it means to be both proud and wounded.
Yep.
And there's something I think about Elliott's diction, just the voice disembodied that says there's been pain here, but there's courage. So I think that's going to come out in what you've recorded this time around with the series. So tell me about what you think emotionally or spiritually is distinctive about the series compared to the first one.
Emotionally, you know, spiritually, I don't know. It was funny. A bunch of the soldiers were born again Christians that we interviewed. Yeah. That doesn't come out. Except for the fact that when you're watching it, it's like, wow, that's a nice man, you know, or he might say, well, I went to Vanguard University, you know, and I, of course, had to tell him that that wasn't as good as Biola University, but it's just so wonderful.
Not always a good idea to talk smack to your subjects when you're recording them.
You know, there's a reason why I'm still in the Army. Maybe I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but it lightened the mood. And in the military, you always have to talk some smack. So at that time, we were both in the Army, and here I was producing a show. And he was just happy to see the cameras and know that he was going to be on the show with Sam Elliott. Yeah, it was so amazing because so many of the people that we picked, we filmed, you know, like 50 to 60 different soldiers. And then we narrowed it down to, okay, let's follow these 18 soldiers. Okay, now we'll highlight these three soldiers. And the majority of them ended up being Christians. Again, not from my design. That was mostly my producing partner's plans. These guys, they came across well-spoken. They're able to share the stories that brought them throughout the honor guard and share their love of really the fallen. So I know that comes through. And then beyond that, just the realization, we've gotten emails and messages and different things where people say, wow, thank you for telling this story because, you know, and they talk about my grandfather did this, that, the other thing in World War II, in World War I. My uncle is an unknown soldier from the Korean War, and just so important. And even though it's maybe not glitz and glam, we know that we created something that will stand the test of time and will encourage even next generations to join the Army. And actually, three soldiers we interviewed for Honor Guard had joined the Army because they saw the unknowns.
And interesting.
And they had then requested to go to Arlington and had figured that out. That was very emotional for us to see.
I'll bet. Legacy, paying it forward. You know, there's a church that I attend out here in near the Idaho border where we now live that has as a motto, rewriting futures for generations to come. There's something about the story that is so important. And the stories that we have, they need a vessel. Mm-hmm. And when people write to you and talk about their grandparents or their parents and what they went through in the war and how you just, it's so good to be able to tell this story, they're not telling their parents' story, they're telling their story. Their parents that went before them deeply impacted them, and they may not even feel like they're worthy to speak about it or to an issue, but they feel it deeply because their lives have been formed by this experience, by the experience of those who have gone before us.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. We're all standing on the shoulders of others, mm-hmm. whether it be in the Christian faith, on the shoulders of the saints and our pastors or whatever. Then as Americans, and these are crazy times, I can't say that enough, especially living in Los Angeles area. This has been a very interesting and very hard year and a half, coming up on 2 years, I think. And you realize that we're not here by accident. There's generations upon generations that got us here.
We are in this generation because God intended for us to be here.
Amen.
I keep leaning on that as something that is a positive, but it's also one of those, did I really have to be the one that's stuck in the lurch between these generations? And
yep.
I mean, because for me, it's about generations of ministry as well. I'm the third person in this saddle over a 78-year period for this particular program. And I feel the weight of that.
Yeah. You
know, just the 40 years and overlaps between the men that came before me and their incredible heritage of faithfulness and teaching and going and doing. Why Norm thought so highly of you to start with, because he had been a Marine and honored you. It's a good pivot for us. And I want to come back on our next segment to talk about how we need those places and those ways of commemorating and what happens if we don't. So I'm going to welcome back Ethan Morse tomorrow for our next program. And Ethan, thanks again for opening up your life a little bit. I look forward to talking to you more about that tomorrow.
It's my pleasure, Bram. Thank you so much for having me.
Friends, as we wrap up the year 2021, I can say with all seriousness that it has been the most challenging of our 78 years in broadcast ministry. So much is changing in our world today. So much is unpredictable. And frankly, there are plenty of reasons to doubt the future. That is, if our anchor is not on the Rock of Ages. I'm so grateful that we get the opportunity to continue bringing you your good news and inspiration from so many wonderful places and people who make up this worldwide family we call the Kingdom of God. Because of your faithful giving, we've been able to do it. With your continued support, we'll continue. Pretty much every ministry I know makes a special appeal at year-end for renewed financial support. They do it for two reasons, basically. First is because this is already the season of giving, and the church is primed for generosity. From the joy of Christmas and renewed experience of His gift to us, we are much more likely to share with others. The second reason is fairly practical. Givers are hitting the reset button as they prepare for a new year. They maximize their gifts to minimize their income tax. At the same time, most nonprofits are wrapping up their financials and making plans for the next year based on giving right now. Of course, we sincerely hope you'll stand with us all year long, and that if you believe in us and what we do, you'll take the opportunity right now to help us step into 2022 with the resources we'll need to get through the next season. Thank you, friends, so much for standing with us in prayer and giving so that we can be here today and tomorrow. Bless you for all you do, and know that we are deeply grateful for your generosity and faithful giving. You can call us today at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or you can send your gift by mail to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Our website is also available 24/7 to make your gift online through your credit or debit card. However you choose to give, know that we'll make the most of it in finding the stories and ministry partners who are doing unique things for the kingdom in places where most others just don't go. And again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being intrepid with us in your ministry giving. May 2022 be an awesome year of spiritual growth and kingdom action for you. Make sure to join us tomorrow for part two of my discussion with Ethan Morris on how adventurous Christians like him are making a tremendous impact in the arts, entertainment, and journalism for the kingdom of God. We'll see you then.